DJ Scuba.
Hello, it's me, DJ Scuba.
DJ Scuba. DJ Scuba. DJ Scuba.
I love bombs.
DJ Scuba. DJ Scuba. DJ Scuba.
Oxygen tank.
I'm a real DJ.
All right, hey, welcome back to the Alex Stein Podcast. This is episode 132. That's right, we've made it all the way to 132 episodes of the Alex Stein Podcast. Hey, I'm Alex Stein, your host of the Alex Stein Podcast and the founder, creator, content man of the Alex Stein Podcast, here to make your podcasting dreams a reality, as long as you hit subscribe and rate and review and do all the nice things that the TASP dancers that you are, you're the TASP dancer on the Alex Stein Podcast, my fans. Oh, it's been a big day so far. I woke up, I made some food. It was a chicken, put some curry in there, cut up a couple of tomatoes. I think I had a couple mushrooms. And you know what? A little trick that I like to do when I make my meals, I'll open up a can of, chicken and wild rice soup. You know, you're supposed to add water. I don't do that. I add that right with the chicken. Put that in there, cook it up. Put a top on it. Make sure that chicken gets cooked through. You don't want to eat uncooked chicken. And then serve it to your beautiful wife and eat it and enjoy. And then you yourself have to do dishes. All right, this is a secret. My wife, we lived together and she didn't do dishes for a year straight. She'll admit to it. I didn't realize it. But we lived together for a year and she never did the dishes once. Maybe she'll come on this episode of the Alex Stein Podcast and we'll hash it out. You guys ever do that with your wives? You ever hash it out on a podcast? That's what I think. You know what? Fuck therapy. There should be podcasts. It should just be you and your wife. Instead of going to therapy, save money. Hey, maybe even make money off of your own podcast. You and your wife can go in and really hash things out. So maybe later we'll do that. There's a lot of episodes of the Alex Stein Podcast where it's me and my wife, Andy, and we talk about things that happened to us and things that... one of the things we did was we talked about Acme. The stand-up club in Minneapolis was having issues with, they built a condo, they're building a condo actually right now over the parking lot, the main parking lot where people come in and park their cars. You guys know what a parking lot is. And it was going to just kill Acme. And right now Acme's still open, which is great. This is an update on that story. Acme's still open, doing good. So if you're in Minneapolis, go to Acme, support them. They're great. It's where Andy and I got married. My wife and I got married. That's where we met. I saw her on stage. She did a trailer park joke and I thought, oh my God, I want to meet her. I want to get to know her. I wonder what it would be like to date her. And it happened. We made it happen. I asked her to be on my podcast that didn't exist at the time. Some people say that's weird. I think it's a great idea. A lot of other guys are like, that's a great idea. I should start a podcast and just ask the girls that I like onto the podcast. A boom. You're welcome. Well, welcome to the podcasting world. I'm Alex Stein, your host. Oh my God, we have so many things. Before we jump into today's episode, we're going to talk about Lyft. Today, I'm a Lyft driver, and one of the things I want to do is go over some of the most funny, interesting moments that I've experienced while being a Lyft driver in Los Angeles and the surrounding areas, and some of my funny experiences that have happened. Some weird, some different, you know, it's not always perfect, but we'll go over and maybe give you some tips on how to use Lyft better and how to make it easier for your driver, me. And hey, maybe you even were a rider for me. I gave you a ride somewhere and you're listening to this podcast. Hey, thanks for being in my car. And thanks for being nice and not... Like a lot of things can happen when you're in somebody's car. Like I'm literally just picking up hitchhikers and they're... At least in the past, used to be a connotation of hitchhikers were people that would stab you, rob you, take you at gunpoint. Not anymore. Not with Lyft and Uber. Well, here's my quote. Screw Uber. Uber's dumb. Do Lyft because it has an option to tip in the app, which is funny. Last time I gave somebody a ride and they mentioned, why do you drive Lyft and not Uber? And we were having a good conversation. They got to that point and I said, well, I like Lyft because you have the ability to tip in the app. No response. That person didn't tip. So that kind of, I feel like sometimes you can't be too open and honest with your passengers, but let's be honest here. I'm not driving people around to make friends. I'm doing it to make money. It's a job. You don't work at your job because you like the environment. You like, it's fast paced. Ooh, it's fun. I love the problem solve. You're there because there's a paycheck at the end of the week, either this week or next week. And hopefully There's a job waiting for you after you make a podcast about talking shit about your company. Oh my God, right? Not only you and your partner having a podcast and discussing things, but you about your job. How cool would that be if you and your boss had a podcast together and you guys just hashed it out? I think actually a lot of things could come of that, because with podcasting, you're open, you're honest, you're a lot of times you go through the cordial invite conversations like, hey, how you doing? Not much. You? Okay. What's wrong with our work? Let's do some things that can make things better. And a lot of that doesn't actually get brought up until you get really deep into a conversation and you burn through like that initial layer of protection that you do with most people. I don't know if you guys have a layer of protection, but I definitely do. When you meet somebody, you kind of like, all right, before I open up too quick, which I tend to do, I want to make sure you're not crazy. And that happens too with driving Lyft. When you get a passenger, hey, how's it going? Good to see you. Are you Tony? Okay, good. How's your day going? That's kind of just a check to be like, you're not crazy? We're not crazy. Neither am I. I'm not crazy. Don't listen to my podcast. You might think otherwise. But for now, I'm going to give you a ride exactly to your destination. So yeah, let's get into it. Let's talk about Lyft. Let's get into Lyft. You guys are familiar, obviously, with Lyft. It's basically like Uber. A lot of people are in my car and they'll say, oh, I'm in an Uber. And I don't really correct them because I feel like that could hurt chances of getting a tip. Don't correct people as a driver. If you're a driver out there, don't correct your passengers, even if they're wrong and you know they're wrong. Just go with it. Be like, yeah, I mean, we could have a worse president. It could be worse. Sometimes I have been asked, somebody asked me if I was a Trump supporter just because I was white. And I don't think that, I think that they brought that up because I was like, I'm from Minnesota and I obviously look like a white person. I look like somebody who would vote for Trump, but I'm not. And that was probably one of the weirdest moments was when I was like legitimately asked, do you like Trump? I'm like, no, but some of my family members do. And people back in Minnesota definitely do. So rambling. Okay. Lyft. TheAlexSteinPodcast.com. Go to it. AlexSteinComedy.com. Thank you so much for listening. Episode 132. Here we go. Lyft. All right. One of the things that I like to do with Lyft is like I think about bits that I can do when something funny happens. Like, hey, this will be a really good maybe stand-up bit, something you can talk about in front of people on a stage that they can relate to. And one of the biggest ones that I had an experience was driving through. It was Beverly Hills, like the Bel Air, like a really nice part of town. And I was going up the hills. I was going to pick somebody up. And I got there and it's in front of this giant house with a gate and everything. And I'm waiting there for a couple minutes. Or no, it wasn't a couple minutes because it was Lyft line. So you only have 2 minutes to come out and get in the car. Otherwise, I can leave and I still get paid $5. So I was waiting. They came out and it was a really nice Hispanic lady. And she was like, oh, thank you so much for coming. And she kind of could, she spoke broken English. So and then she was like, this isn't my house. I work here. I'm one of the maids, you know, like I'm the housekeeper. I was like, oh, that's great. That's cool. All right, I'll give you a ride. And then I realized too, oh, this is Lyft Line. This is, if you're unfamiliar with Lyft Line, that's where you can pick up other people on the way home. It's not just you. It's a way to save money. And the account that this lady was on, it wasn't hers. It was the owner of the house, the people who hired her. And they were able to give her a lift home. And she must do this every time she goes home. And the thing that super bothered me about this is that they gave her a ride home after working, what she said, like a 12-hour shift. She does 12-hour shifts all day long. She's working here with his family, helping the kids and everything. And they gave her a Lyft line home. Fuck you for giving that lady, your unbelievably nice maid, a Lyft line home. Not a direct line home. And mind you, too, I had to bring her through Hollywood, through a very dense part of the world. Like, this isn't like just back streets, like driving through a desert. Like, I had to pick up other people on the way to bring her home after her 12, 13-hour shift. So, hey, rich people, you live in Beverly Hills. You're rich enough to have a maid, to have somebody that works at your house, takes care of your kids. Let's try to be courteous and give them a direct Lyft home right? Do I have agreements? Everybody can agree with that. Yes, because she just got done working 12 hours, and now she's got to, it took like an extra 20 to 30 minutes to pick up other people going through Hollywood at the time that she's done working, which is like 6 o'clock at night. Yeah, I'm going to get other rides. And that just, that sucks to me. I felt so bad for her because they're cut, literally, it's cutting into her day, into her life. Like she's still kind of on the clock going home. Rich people, if you got a maid and you're sending her home on Lyft, don't give her a Lyft line. Give her a direct line home. Thank you. I did bring it up with the other passenger, one of the persons that I picked up and then I dropped her off. I asked him, I was like, hey, so what do you, I'm gonna run a scenario by you. And I explained the whole thing to him. And he had a kind of a different, he didn't have a different opinion, but he was critical of my initial, like, hey, give these people a direct line home. He said, well, certain jobs, it's your priority to get to your job and back. So there is a possibility that they already agreed to do this. And this is an extra bonus that she otherwise would have to find her own way home, but they're nice enough to give her a Lyft. I disagree. I think if you're giving them a Lyft, you can at least go a little bit extra, pay another couple bucks, and have her go directly home. Please. Thank you, rich people. I know a lot of you listen to my podcast. You're huge fans of the Alex Stein podcast. But yeah, send your maids home with a direct line home. Thank you. That's my rant on that. Oh, so like the thing with that is I don't know how funny it is, but it's a true thing that I really feel strongly about. And I just wanted to tell her, like, you should tell the lady that pays for this ride home to give you a direct ride home because this is cutting into your life. But then I thought too, if I encourage her to, hey, stand up for yourself, she could get fired and not have a job. So that's another thing where I just want to be quiet and just, you know, let things happen the way they are. Don't put too many like little nuggets in people's head, like, hey, fight the man. You can do it, fight the man. Because then you end up losing your job and life can be a lot harder. So yeah, that was one of my biggest experiences of driving through like the rich neighborhoods and being like, oh, these rich people are rich, but they're also cheap. And they're also kind of douchey to the people that are probably closest to them and probably raising their kids. So yeah. Another experience I had with Lyft driving through Los Angeles is I picked up a lady at like the Hollywood DMV, and immediately I show up right on time. I didn't mess around, didn't miss any corners or anything, any turns. Got there, pulled up right in front. And I clicked, showed up, looked over, saw her. She looked just like her picture, waved at her. She gave me an eye roll, an Anderson Cooper. Anderson Cooper's eye roll had nothing on this woman's eye roll. What did you expect, lady? I showed up. It's my picture. It's my car. You know all this. I showed up right where you are. This isn't a busy street, so you can definitely walk to me. But I was like out front. I was as close as you can get. And she gave me an eye roll. And I was like, oh, this isn't a good start. She gets in the car and I'm like, hi, how are you doing? Like she paused like 2 seconds, goes, good. I'm like, oh shit. Oh, all right. And then I do every ride. I could like to confirm the address. Like, hey, are you going to 5252 Cahuenga? Yeah. I'm like, oh, wow. And that was it. Didn't say anything for the rest of the ride. Waited for her the whole ride home. To her spot. I did everything perfect, got her to her spot. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to see if she says bye, thanks, anything. Stopped. Normally I say, I'm like, hey, I think this is it, thanks. Nothing. Opens the door, gets out. Wow. Some people, I don't know. I mean, I get it too. You're at the DMV. Maybe you're not having a good day, but hey, you should be happy you're not at the DMV now. You're leaving the DMV. That's like being in school. School sucks. What's your happiest moment at school? The second you leave school. So for her, the second you leave the DMV, you should be happy. Hey, here's a person that's taking me away from this nightmare called the DMV. But no, she was, God, who starts a moment with somebody with an eye roll? And I saw it right away. I saw it right into her eyes. What, because I waved at her? You can't wave at people now? I don't think that was it. I think some people just are in bad moods and they don't give a fuck about other people. And whether you're a Lyft driver or somebody working at the DMV, I don't know. But it's always helpful to not start off things with an eye roll. Okay, check. Moving on. Okay, this is another thing I didn't know if I should talk about because I mentioned it. I talked to my wife. She's like, yeah, you should be fine talking about this. And maybe we'll have Andy on. We'll have Andy on in a little bit. I'll get her in the room. But Lyft and drugs. Let's be honest here. People in LA, they do. Marijuana is a thing that happens. It's legal here. You can smoke. They just passed a law where it's not just medical. You need a medical to get it, but it's recreational here. So I had an experience where I gave somebody a ride. Basically, I gave him a ride to meet up with his family to go to the airport. And they're so like he's not going anywhere. He's literally, I'm going to drop him off and he's going directly to the airport. So he can't do anything beyond what I'm about to say. So he was like, I'm so stoned right now. I'm like, dude, cool. That's awesome. And he was thinking, oh man, I'm going to the airport. Oh no. Hey, do you know if it's cool to travel? Like, I just went to the edibles to the store and got some edibles and some weed. And I'm like, yeah, you probably shouldn't travel with weed and edibles and anything like that at the airport. I'm pretty sure that's illegal. And the guy was like, oh man. All right. Well, I'm going right to the airport. There's nothing I can't enjoy this. I'm like, and then he said, do you want it? And I said, you know what? Whatever you leave in my car is your trash and I will throw it away for you. And at that moment, I dropped him off to meet up with his family and he didn't have any weed on him. And I don't know what happened to it, but I'll just say I had to end my Lyft night at that point. Because I did get a Lyft. I got a pickup right away after him and I canceled it and went right home. Because I don't know if you want to pick somebody up with some weed in your back seat. That's a thing I don't want to have on my review. So I think that was one of the more funnier things that happened. Just like, dude, just so you know, you can't travel with all that weed on you. That's probably not a good idea. And yeah, if you want to, whatever you leave in my car and you forget. That's all. Wink, wink. That's all I'm going to say about that. So that was pretty cool. I also had another experience where a guy straight up asked me, do you have any weed? I'm going to a party. Do you have weed? And I thought it'd be funny to come back at him and be like, you mean marijuana? You mean the devil's lettuce? Reefer? And I was trying to be funny with it. And he did not laugh. And I was like, no, I don't. He's like, oh, okay. Because I think he thought I was going to turn around and be like, you're under arrest, son of a bitch. Get out of my car. I would never do that. But I was nice and I told him like, yeah, sorry, don't have any weed. It's kind of a thing that I don't like to drive around with weed in my car when I'm giving strangers rides. It just seems like a bad rating waiting to happen. And a possible like write-up. I don't know what'll happen, but... yeah. So, I mean, it's LA, it's Los Angeles. People have weed on them. It's legal here. Let's see here. I disappointed the guy. I told him I didn't have any weed. It wasn't too big of a deal. Other than that though, nothing really. I mean, there's times where I give people rides to like the ATM and I'm just thinking, I don't know what this is going to be for. But you know, you can't judge. I don't like to judge. I do like to judge, but you can't judge. I recently broke my screen on my phone, on my cell phone. I've never done it before. I've had a phone since not ninth grade. When was it? Probably like, no, my senior year of high school, I think. So I've had a phone for roughly 13, 14 years and never had a cracked screen until last week. Dropped my phone in the bathroom, crack, big cracks on the screen. And then I was like, I gotta go lift. So I went and lifted with cracks on my screen, thinking, oh, it's not that big of a deal. It does look weird. I would be a little put off by getting in a ride and seeing that the guy has cracks all over his phone. But it's, I thought people could look past it. No, I looked back at my ratings and one person did give me a doc on the navigation. Because when you navigate, you look at your phone to use your Google Maps or your Waze. And somebody docked me because I had too many cracks on my phone. And I get it. But luckily now I went and got it fixed. It was really quick and easy. So I should have done it right away. But yeah, I had a broken screen. God, I was so dumb. I dropped it in the... It was the first thing I did. I literally woke up so I could go break my phone. Woke up, went to the bathroom, broke the phone. Who does that? I do that. But yeah, it's fixed now. Everything's good. But yeah, so Lyft drivers out there, if you have a broken screen, cracked screen, don't drive. All right, therapy. As a Lyft driver, sometimes I feel like I'm a therapist. There's certain times where sometimes people don't say anything, like the eye roll lady. And sometimes people talk, and open up so much. And you're like giving them a mile ride, and you know it's going to end in like 2 minutes. But they're opening up. I had a guy talk about going to a mental institution and meeting a girl that he liked there and found out that her thing was that she was attracted to her hamster. She like had an attraction for her hamster, and that was one of the like her things, I guess. But he liked her. She was cute and everything, he said. And he's like, I wanted to like date her and everything. And I asked her and she said, no, I think I'm going to stick with hamsters. How much would that suck to be rejected by somebody because they preferred their hamster over you? Yeah, that's a bad day. But also that guy was in a mental institution for things that I kind of forget because that was, to me, that was like, this is the lead story here, is that you got rejected by somebody because they preferred kissing their hamster to you. You gotta be a bad kisser if your hamster can out-kiss you. But yeah, people open up and, I mean, I gotta say that was probably the most, I mean, I've had people talk about like, it was another short ride. And this woman is like, yeah, I don't know how we got into it, but somehow she started talking to me about when she was younger, she got molested. And it's like, By like a family member. I'm like, oh, all right, here's your stop. Bye. Like, I feel bad. Like, I didn't cut her off like that, but I'm there to listen. I like to nod. I like to focus on the road. So it's easy for me to like kind of be quiet and just listen. But yeah, people open up. People super open up. And I don't know if they do it with every Lyft driver, if they just get in a Lyft and they're like, all right, cool, therapy. Clock it. Drive around for a while and then just take me back here to the same spot. We're going to get through some shit together. But I try to just listen. I don't try to tell people. I try to encourage them. I know I've definitely encouraged people like, hey, if you want to be a hairdresser, go for it. Don't let anybody stop you. Only you can stop you, kind of a thing. I don't know. It's cheesy, but stupid. But and then now, okay, let's talk about the hardest time I've ever had driving. It wasn't because of like anything outside of the car. It was because I had some people that I was bringing to the airport and they were, they're going back home to Mexico. And so I told them, hey, I'm actually using an app right now to learn Spanish. And I'm interested. I want to learn Spanish. And they're like, oh, well, I'm a Spanish teacher, I think she was an English teacher in Mexico teaching kids like back and forth. So I was like, well, yeah, let's work on some words. And she asked me a few things and it is so hard just on its own to drive in LA, add talking on top of that, and then add talking in a language that you're not good at and trying to listen and talk. And that was probably the scariest that I've like, you know, when you drive somewhere and you're like, I don't remember at all how I got from A to B. Like I wasn't like, not like you're drunk or anything, but you just don't remember the time in between. Like, oh fuck, we're here. I had that moment with them, like all of a sudden we're at the airport because I was so focused on trying to like come up with like, what does comida mean? Come, donde están? And that whole time I couldn't, it was so, so hard to drive. So if you ever want to make somebody a bad driver for some reason, try to get them to talk in a language that they're not very good at, and get them to seriously try to shut up and talk about it, and teach them a lesson on how to try bad, I guess. So yeah, I mean, if there's any other questions you guys have, any questions in general about Lyft, you know, write into the podcast, send us an email, thealexlinepodcast@gmail.com. We have a Stein line. You can call in. There's so many ways that you can connect, Twitter @thisalexstein. And yeah, ask me about Lyft, what it's like. If you guys have any hints, tips, I guess I can give you guys a few tips about being, riders, at least in like LA. One of the big things is try to be on the side that of the road that you say you're going to be on. The address that you get, sometimes the address isn't right. And if there's a way for you to do it, cross the street and go to that address. Even if it might suck a little bit, but it'll make it that much easier for the driver to pick you up and to continue on your way. It really just makes it easier for everybody. So if it says that you're on one side of the road and you accidentally are on the other side, go to that side that it says it's on. It'll, it really makes it easier for both you guys, you and the driver. Another thing, obviously, because I'm a driver, I love tips, and it seriously helps so much when people just give a dollar. And a lot of times if you make somebody stop, this is another thing I wish I could tell people, but like every time you make a driver stop somewhere and then you go in and do something, that's, you're really taking money away from that driver, because that's time that they could go out and do get other rides. And it's not like a taxi where taxi drivers probably love being in traffic because the clock keeps ticking a lot. As a Lyft driver, it doesn't really add up that much. So if you do stop, and I encourage you, make stops, have them run errand with your Lyft driver. But maybe as a rule of thumb, try to do like a dollar a stop. I think that's fair. I think we can say that's fair. Other than that, just know like, tips help out a lot. Don't be afraid to tell your driver, hey, I'd rather have you go this way instead of that way, because that's totally cool. I like it if people tell me which way to go, as long as they're up to date. They don't just tell me all the turns at once. Like, all right, we're going to go this way, then that way, then that way, then this way. Okay, I'm going to go on a phone call now. All right, bye. And then it's like, things change. I don't remember that. Sorry, I know this is a big complaining podcast, but we're going to get through it. We're going to get through it. Maybe it's time. I think it's time. Should we have Andy on? We're going to have my wife, Andy Erickson, on the podcast. I'm going to see if she's available right now. She was out there reading a book. All right, we'll be right back on the Alex Stein podcast. We'll get Andy Erickson over here. All right. We're back.
All right. Hey.
All right, we're here with my wife, the beautiful Andy Erickson. Hey, Andy, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me, Alex. This is wonderful.
You were on the last one, and you did a great job of going Facebook Live with it.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, I was filming it.
You filmed it, yeah.
Yeah, that was so fun.
We had too many guests, and you were one of them.
There were so many people in here.
In this room right now. Mm-hmm. I have you on this podcast because I've already talked about Lyft, and I want to get your perspective on Lyft, either as a rider or as having a husband who drives.
I'm a very good Lyft rider, and every Lyft ride I take, I tell them my husband drives Lyft.
Every single one.
There's like an awkward silence. I go, my husband drives Lyft. And then I go, he's driving right now. And they're like, oh, yeah, maybe you should be giving you a ride. I was like, he's working, and we only have one car. So he's out driving. So, and then they go, yeah, and then we talk about Lyft. And did I tell you about that one guy who was like, oh, I hate driving Lyft. I'm just doing it so I can save up money to buy a gun. Yeah, that's what he said.
What is he going to use the gun for? Did he have a plan?
He said he wants to join the police force. And once he joins the police, you get to choose whatever gun you want. And I was like, are you sure? He's like, well, I'm not sure, but I have the gun I want to use when I'm in the police. And I was like, maybe you should wait till you're in the police before you buy a gun.
Yeah, I don't think that's how the police work. I don't think they just get to bring their own guns to work with. It's not like bring your own guns to work.
Yeah.
Like it's
bring your own guns to work day.
Like they have issued guns that.
Yeah. I'd be like, I'm going to use throwing stars.
Ninja cop. Do you think he had a gun in his car?
I don't know. I didn't even think about it.
I never thought of that, too. I wonder if certain drivers are...
I bet some of them do. I'm actually in California. I don't know if you can.
There's a lot of things in California you're not supposed to do that people do as drivers, like not use turn signals.
True.
So I was talking about some of my like most like interesting Lyft experiences, and one of the things I want to just rehash it with you was that one lady, the maid, that had a ride home from like a really rich part of town, and they gave her a Lyft line home, not a direct line home, through Hollywood, so I had to pick up other people. Don't you think that's bullshit? Can I get a confirmation with
you? Oh, yeah. That's effing weird. I think if you can afford a maid, you can afford Lyft.
Regular Lyft, not Lyft line.
Because then you make them have to ride in a car with someone else, and it can, like, double the time it takes to get home. And it really only saves you a few dollars. Like, Lyft line is for poor people. Like, that's specifically what it's for. People are like, I don't give a fuck if I have to meet someone new. In this car ride, I don't care if it takes me an extra half hour. I'm going to save $3.
Lyft Line is also for people who don't realize they're on Lyft Line.
Really?
That's happened a lot, too, where I pick people up, and then I go to pick somebody else up, and they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, you're using Lyft Line. And they're like, oh, I didn't know I was. Can I switch it? I'm like, No. You're in the car. We're already going.
Right? Because I'm sure there's drivers who are halfway through a ride like, can I switch riders? Because you're awful. If we can't switch riders, can't switch drivers.
Yeah, it's never happened to me, thank God.
That you've never wanted to switch someone? I thought you have.
Oh, no, where they've been like, I want to switch drivers. That's right.
Oh, I mean like them wanting to switch the app. Them being like, oh, I want to use regular Lyft and not Lyft Line.
I'll say, all right, well, then I'm going to say I brought you to your location. Mm-hmm. And then I'll drop you off, but then you need to request a line again, mm-hmm. a lift. But yeah, I think that to me, that was like my biggest like, oh my God, people are kind of douchey to people that they can take advantage of. And mm-hmm. this person, I wanted to tell them that you want a direct line home because that's fair.
Yeah.
But then it's like she could then get fired for giving attitude. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like I don't want to hurt somebody's chances at having a career.
Yeah, I know that. I mean, maids get paid more than like babysitters, and they get paid more than or like nannies. They get paid a lot,
mm-hmm.
but it's still like it's a really hard job and all that. But it is weird. Like, if you can afford a maid, then like a maid, like someone to come clean your house once a month is different. But like someone who you work for them and
yeah, they help raise your kids.
If they're like a nanny, they clean and do all that stuff.
Yeah, she said she worked like 12, 13-hour shifts, like long fucking shifts.
I read a book called You'll Never Nanny in This Town Again, a nanny who worked for one of the big eight, I think it was CAA, the main guy who like ran that whole, the president of it all, and talked about being his nanny and how she ended up getting fired. And he was so pissed that he was like, you'll never nanny in this town again, and made it hard for her to get nannying jobs because no one wanted to upset him. So she ended up nannying for some other celebrities who were just like, who just didn't give a shit. They're like, well, you can be our nanny. You're great. But it was really cool hearing about the things that the families were weird about with money. Like certain things, they would have shoppers come in or send people who sell clothes. They'd come in with like these thousands of dollars of clothes and dresses, and you could just shop at home and pick out what you wanted. So they would just drop like $100,000. But if you threw away like the crust on the bread, she would get in trouble. Like they would just freak out. Like, what are you doing? Like, this is our bread. And I think it just had to do with the way the woman had grown up poor. So with that kind of stuff, her brain was still just like in the mode of like saving. As far as spending goes, it was a different world. And mm-hmm. it was so fascinating. I think everyone should read that book.
You'll never nanny
in this town again. I think it's nanny. Yeah, nanny in this town again. It's so eye-opening. Just rich people are so weird.
Okay, here's another thing. With Lyft, do you... I've had experiences where I felt like I was their therapist, even if it's like a mile ride and I'm there for like 5 minutes talking to somebody and they mm-hmm. just open up about being abused as a kid and like having the hamster guy.
Oh, yeah, the guy who's...
got rejected by the crazy woman because she... wanted to make out with a hamster instead. That is the ultimate.
I love that story.
Even in like the whole like scheme of like the whole grand thing of like, I'm in a mental institution. You're in a mental institution. This still kind of hurts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even though we're all crazy here. But have you ever felt like, oh my God, I feel like I'm talking to my Lyft driver like they're my therapist. Has that ever occurred to you? Like even just for like a brief moment of like, oh, this is nice. Just somebody to talk to that isn't my husband or, you know, a close friend.
No, we don't end up talking about Actually, we have some where we would talk a little bit about like politics in the world, but it wasn't about myself. I wasn't like venting about things going on in my life because I mostly would just try to like become friends with them or try to just see what's going on. Because a lot of Lyft drivers I have love talking. I guess if I open up, they can tell, so then they'll talk back.
Yeah.
And other ones, I just, they're so nice to me that I don't want it to be awkward, so I'll just say things, but I won't just dive into my life.
Mm.
But I could see that happening, I guess.
Yeah, people, for a lot of times people dive in, and then there's like that weird moment where then it just stops.
Mm-hmm.
Like you just talked about something really deep or profound or something, and then I can't respond because I'm focused on not killing us in a car accident.
Yeah.
And then it just stops, and then I have to be like, so, those Dodgers, right?
Yeah.
There's Dodger Stadium.
I know. That'd be cool if you could get, like, a rating based on how good of a therapist the driver is. So you could be like, oh, I want this one because I could get a free session in.
I think it's going to evolve. I mean, it's obviously going to get to the point where there's no drivers. And if it's driverless cars is what they want it to be. So there won't even be like a therapist. Maybe there'll be somebody riding in the car to mm-hmm. oversee it.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's still like somebody just sitting there. That's like, hey, I'm the guy that rides in the elevator kind of a thing.
Oh, you know, yeah.
Like I just push a button, but I don't drive the thing.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
The concierge. That's a funny word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have any tips for people using Lyft that you've learned that you think could help some people out?
I think I always try to be courteous and nice and to ask them how their day is going. If they ask you how your day is going, I always ask how their day is going. I try not to ask about like what they feel about Lyft or anything like that, because I hear that they get asked that a lot. But I will mention that my husband drives Lyft, mm-hmm. so that they kind of know, like, dude, I get it. Like, or if it's a woman, like, I get it, because I know that they don't get tipped as much as they should. I know that anytime anything happens, like if they have to suddenly brake or if there's a traffic thing, they're afraid that the rider is going to think that they're a bad driver. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I can tell, like, I feel like I'm an empath in general, but definitely while I'm riding in a car and even just being from Midwest, I'm more worried about them being uncomfortable than me being uncomfortable. Cause I'm comfortable. I'm in a stranger's car. It doesn't faze me one bit. I just don't want them to have to, like, I was like, you're driving, just focus on driving. And sometimes I'll just stop talking too. Like if I can tell that they need to like drive and mm-hmm. focus, I'll be quiet. Like if they're merging, I don't talk when they're merging. Or if we're like stop and go, I don't talk. Cause I just yeah. want it to be safe.
People talk, they don't take into account mm-hmm. like how dangerous it is driving in certain mm-hmm. situations. Like I'll be quiet and then I'll apologize. Like, oh, sorry, I was just focused on driving.
Yeah. And also people who, with English as a second language or anyone who's speaking in a second language, it's harder to, I think, drive while also speaking a language you're not super familiar with. So if there's a driver that doesn't speak English, like it's my instinct to just want to try to talk and ask them a ton of questions. But you can kind of tell when it's like, oh no, they need to focus, and then I have to translate what I'm saying while they're driving, because I think that I can't focus.
Mm-hmm.
So I am just trying to make it as safe a ride as possible. And if they're ever like, and you can tell a really good driver, like the drivers will pick you up and they'll just say something nice. They'll just be like, oh, it's great. Like, oh, they'll say something about you that's just maybe generically say to everyone, like, oh yeah, it seems like you're having a good day, or they'll say something nice. And then like one guy, he gives everyone a sucker and he just talks about how much he loves it and how much he loves meeting people. And he had like this, and like he had like a perfect 5-star review, 5 stars. And then afterwards, he was just like a really, really nice person. I think I like riding with old men. They're just so, I imagine old women too would be great, but you just don't see very many. It does seem to be more guys than girls, but older people just seem like they just love it. I think they just love being in cars. And
remember when we had a ride in Minneapolis where the guy said he would give a rose to every female rider? He would give a rose to, or a flower. I don't know if it was a rose specifically.
That's weird.
But that was like, oh, to him, that kind of fit. Like, it seemed to fit his personality. If I did that, it would be, I think, weird and creepy.
Creepy.
If I just like, here's a rose. I hope you have a great, great day at the DMV. Oh my God. And I talked about that story too. The eye roll at the DMV. Oh, our cat Mountain Goat wants to come in. Hey, Mountain Goat. We have a cat named Mountain Goat. You might have seen her on the old logo of the Alkaline podcast.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, have you ever had like a rude driver where you're like, wow, you're pretty rude. Have you ever?
Just the driver who was only driving just so he could get the
gun?
To get the gun. He wanted to get 1,000 rides in like 2 months. Then he got a $5,000 bonus. But I was like, well, you must meet all the like goals, like the
10%, 20%.
Yeah. What are those called?
The power bonus.
Yeah, you must get all your power bonus. He's like, no, his car was so old. Like, it needed to be at like a 2010 or newer or something to even qualify for those. So his car doesn't, because it was like a couple years too old. He wasn't qualified for any bonuses. So even when he would drive
40 plus hours. You can be a Lyft driver, but not be qualified for the perks?
If your car's too old, which I kind of get because it's... I do like being in the nicer cars than being in someone's. You could tell his car was older.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't, like, super old, but it was definitely a different experience. So I get why that's part of, like, hey, you put the investment in your car, then we'll... But still, it seems a little bit shady, but I get it. It's like, they want to encourage people to have nicer cars so that the passengers have a nicer experience and then they have less people to deal with.
Yeah, yeah.
All the complaints and stuff I imagine they get.
Oh, they must get complaints all the time.
Mm-hmm. People are, in general, people, there's so many different types of people. You can't please everyone.
Well, I think people are super entitled, especially when things work perfectly for a long time, and then all of a sudden, like, something throws a hiccup in the system, and people are like, what the fuck? This isn't right.
Yep.
I think that kind of goes along with our phones and our internet and, like, how reliable it is to have all this access and how often does your phone just stop working?
Not very often.
Like hardly ever. Yeah. Do you ever have an issue with your phone? Like we play the Wii U. The Wii U hardly ever stops working.
Yeah.
Mario Kart 8 is always working.
Yeah. Just like, our like Apple TV or our Fire Stick that'll break when we're playing games.
And that's like a weird, like it overheats and stuff.
Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with it, but it does stink. You're like, oh, we're playing a game.
Oh, yeah, we're playing Jackbox games. Yeah.
But I remember when I accidentally left my phone in my brother's car, and I was just happy about it. I was like, this is great. I don't have to have my phone.
That stressed me out.
Yeah, Alex was so stressed out. He's like, how did you lose it? How could you not know where it is? What are you going to do? And I was like, I leave things. I can't go back and change it. I left it in the car. There's nothing I can do. Like, I got out in a hurry. I'm totally at peace with it. Now, if anyone needs to get a hold of me, I can say, well, I didn't have my phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's different than, I guess, like, I mean, I could still use my laptop and get a hold of everybody, but it was nice.
Yeah, because I'm not worried about losing my phone and losing all my contacts because you still have Facebook. You can still connect with people with with the laptop stuff. And can we rewind back? Can you do your impression of me again?
I don't remember.
How could you not have your phone?
How could you not have your phone?
I'm out.
You were so... You didn't
listen to my podcast.
You didn't move your head that much, but you were grumpy.
I was like...
You were like so disappointed in me. You were like, how could you do that? Like, she's like, you're like, you just left your phone. Well, you don't know where it is. And I was like, yeah, sometimes I do that. Whoops.
Well, it's a combination of that. And also, you are constantly on your phone because you need to be on your phone for work and for like answering
certain
things.
Just like everyone, yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I was like, I wasn't mad at you, but I was like, God, like, I felt like I was trying to be stressful for you.
Yeah.
And I was also weirded out that your brother didn't answer the phone, and it's like, he could have just answered it his phone, because I was calling him from my phone, and I'm like, hey, turn around at the airport.
Him and his phone, he doesn't, but he's like never on Facebook. He could lose his phone and not even notice.
Yeah, and that's my dad, too. Yeah. I think certain men... They have that thing. I don't think women. I think women are more connected.
I could see your mom. She's not even on Facebook. She doesn't even really use her phone, does she? Just for texting?
No, she. Yeah, she doesn't really use her phone that much.
Yeah.
But my mom also doesn't really. She's got anxiety with other things, and I think that's another thing to have her worry about. But we're not here to talk shit about my mom. Mother's Day was just yesterday.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, beyond that, my tips for people that ride on Lyft is be sure to go to the side of the street that you say you're going to be on. So when your Lyft driver gets there, you're there. And it's not a weird, awkward, oh, now they got to drive around and pull to your side of the street.
Mm-hmm. Did you just open the door, Mongo?
Mongo just opened the door. Didn't you close it?
I thought I did.
Oh, wow. She made it out.
She snuck out.
And she's out. I guarantee you, I close that door, she's going to turn around and start whining again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My advice is to tip. I know we've talked about that on another episode, but Lyft is doing their best to squeeze every penny out of their drivers until they're making barely minimum wage. So if they had it their way, drivers would make $10 an hour. And they would need the tips, but people wouldn't know. So it's like, start tipping now because it's going to happen.
Yeah. And I said too, like, if you're making your driver go and do stops, you're running errands, try to do it like a dollar stop, because when you're in there going to do your thing and the driver's out waiting,
they're not making any money.
It's not on time. It's all on distance. Mm-hmm. And
like you're trusting your life to another human being, and they have to put up with so much, like the stress of the job. And it's like, think about like taxi drivers. Like, that's one of the most dangerous jobs because you're just driving all the time. So it's like, you got to take that into account too. And just the notion in general, like, in different countries, you might not have to tip, but in America, you do, because the companies don't take care of the people, but the people, we have to take care of each other. Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of like, You gotta.
And it's weird bringing it up because I brought it up too. Where people are like, "Why do you drive Lyft instead of Uber?" And I say, "Because Lyft, you can tip in the app." And then they don't talk after that. And it's like, "Oh, I think I might have."
Yeah.
I think I might have offended them by being like, "Hey, the reality is, I'm not here to make fucking friends. I'm here to be a driver and make money."
Yeah, you're doing it to make money. It's like, yeah.
And I wonder too if it's weird when I say like I moved out to LA to pursue acting and comedy. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that turns people off, where they're like, "Oh, you're fine. You're out here because you're trying to do, you know, you're going for like the highest thing, that you don't have just a normal job. You're here because you want to have an easy life as an actor," which isn't true, it's not easy from what I've noticed so far. Mm-hmm. You have to be a Lyft driver. Well, Andy Erickson, my wife, thanks for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, this is great. I mean, I love Lyft. It's made traveling the country so much easier. I can get to a new city. I don't have to worry about a taxi. I can just call it with my phone. It's made me more mobile. Mm-hmm. I don't have to take the bus as much, and I can still kind of afford it. And yeah, it'd be like if we owned a car, this is still probably cheaper than owning a whole nother car.
Yeah, that's what some people are so glad that they've gotten rid of their car and just do Lyft, because they don't have to worry about parking, don't have to worry about taxes.
Oh yeah, because parking can cost like $300 certain places, like keep your car parked a month, or maybe just the fancier places. But yeah, definitely like $100 or $150 extra. So you save that, your car payment, insurance. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thanks, Andy, for coming on the show.
Love you.
Love you too. And I think we'll wrap it up here on episode 132 of the Alex Hine Podcast. Hey, do you have any vocal exercises?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done one in a while.
How about we do the sounds you make at an arcade? Remember the tickets?
The tickets. Oh, my God. Hey, are you in line? Well, then get behind me. Are you in line? You're not in line. Get behind me. I got yelled at by somebody yesterday. Andy Erickson, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Alexi Podcast, episode 132. We're going to go to Japan, so we're going to be gone for a couple weeks, but we'll be back.
We'll be back in June.
We'll be back in June, and we'll tell you all about it.
All right.
All right, thanks for listening, everybody. Bye. Observe everything.
Bye.
How do you say bye in Japanese?
Bye-bye.